Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Brandon Culpepper, the Chief Revenue Officer with Orion Rugs. Brandon, how you doing?
I'm fine, Kemp. Good morning.
It's good to talk to you. You've just celebrated your 40th anniversary at Orion, a company that's based in Anderson, South Carolina. We'll get to that in just a second. I'd like to cover your background. You've been in the rug business since college. You graduated from Furman. And then you went to Daylin and several other rug makers. You went to Orion for a little while, then to Mohawk, and now you're back, and you're back with the lead sales role, right?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Uh-huh. I'd like to mention we're working on our annual report right now, and you know we've got area rug, probably the second fastest growth category behind LVT. Our call on that is that it's up almost around 9% on a year-over-year basis, comparing 18 to 17. And out of the domestic producers, we've got you at number 4, but out of the top 5, you're the fastest growing. And just to remind our listeners, that's Mohawk, Maples, OW, Orion, and Natco. You're number 4 out of the top 5 and the fastest growing. So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. It's exciting. There's been a lot of changes in our company over the past 24 months. Of course, I'm celebrating my first anniversary with the company right now. It's been quite a challenge, but it's also been exciting, and you're right, we have had a lot of growth. In fact, we had a record first quarter this year, biggest quarter Orion's ever had in its history. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is due to what you just mentioned about just the natural growth in the rug business, and you know that being fueled probably by hard surface flooring. That continues to help us as an industry, but also there is an opening, we feel like, for domestic rug production that's readily available, that's priced right, and it's designed at home, and that's really what we're trying to do to capitalize on that.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about your ratio of make versus source. How much of what you sell do you make?
100% of what we sell, we make. Everything is made in Anderson, South Carolina. We're a little unique in that we have everything in one facility. So we actually are totally vertical. We extrude yarn. We weave. We finish and we distribute from under one roof.
Okay.
And so there's no trucking around, so to speak. So it's all kind of very efficient and fast, and it helps us get into the market quickly with new product, and it also helps us service the business, which is so critical right now.
As I look at these ratios here and these growth numbers, you're going up and some of the better-known brands are going down. And is that because of price points or quality, or what's going on here?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that the rug business is changed a lot. It's everybody's kind of competing for the same dollars because the price points are lower than they used to be, but they're also very stable. We know that the 5x8 retail that's most active is between $199 and $399, and that's where we're aiming. And because we're set up the way we are with the looms that we have, we can pick up our quality to get into that zone and really compete. And it gives us a lot of runways to grow. And so it's a space we haven't been in as much in the past over a period of, like you said, 40 years. But now we're in there, and we're in there very heavy. So it provides a lot of avenues to grow.
All right, so this company got started in 1979. Anderson, South Carolina. Everything's made in the USA. Is this a family-run company?
It is owned by a family in Belgium, okay. Actually. And it's part of what's called the McThree Group, which is McThree in Belgium, Orion in the U.S., and Sofitex in Turkey. We all kind of share a board, so to speak. So our CEO is on the board of directors in Belgium, although he's an American and he's based in Anderson. But, yes, that's kind of how we're set up. Been here 40 years. We started in Anderson in 1979, and we were built to really support the Walmart rug category.
Okay.
At one point, Orion had 100% of Walmart's rug business.
I see.
And it's interesting, and that's really what the backbone of the business in 1979 was that. And Orion was content to kind of play that role over the years. It's been very quiet. We laugh about, even though it's the number 4 manufacturer or rug seller on the wholesale side in the U.S., nobody's ever heard of it. So we're trying to pull the veil back and go, no, there's actually a big story here. We're just trying to branch out and go beyond just a few big box and national retailers where we kind of served as their mill. And so now we're trying to establish our own brand.
Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, Karastan was started as a Marshall Fields rug company. So
And
so you started to supply Walmart. And now you've still got some Walmart business, but you're branching out and, you're for sale. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of different channels that sell rugs. Mm-hmm. You're at the furniture stores. You're at the specialty flooring stores. You're at some e-commerce internet stores as well, right?
Yes. We were really growing in the furniture channel and the internet channel, floor covering retail, and with new product. And so there was so much activity there that we really felt the need to bring out a new brand name. And we launched Palmetto Living last fall as our trade-up brand. So that's like our Lexus to Orion's Toyota, if that makes sense. So it's really been very successful. It provides a very clear distinction between the make-to business that we have with Walmart and Costco and Lowe's, because that product is very different. And then the Palmetto Living is stuff that we stock. We have an inventory. We have a running line program. We have a catalog. And it's available to anybody. We do feel like it's a new development in the industry and certainly provides a lot of different kinds of product than what's been out there before. So that's really where we're seeing most of our growth.
The area rug business has a lot of SKUs. So you've got, it's a complexity. You've got to manage all those SKUs, right?
Yes, that's been the big challenge for us is, you know, we haven't approached that side of the business before, so there's been an evolution internally to be able to service it. It's required a lot of new warehouse space, a lot of new people, new processes to manage a very SKU-intensive business. When you're making a few rugs for Walmart or Costco, it's not as SKU-intensive. It's very streamlined and very deep within one SKU. So there's really two sides of the business that are being addressed at the same time now, very differently.
Okay, so the 40th anniversary, I think, is the Ruby anniversary. So you've come out with a Ruby rug, I guess, to celebrate this 40th. And then you've got a goal in 10 years from now, Orion wants to make 50% of all the domestic woven rugs in the United States, right?
That is our goal. And right now we estimate that we're about a third of that.
Okay.
And the goal within the next decade is to bump that up to be 50% of all the woven rugs produced in the U.S. will be produced at Orion, which that's a big goal. It's aggressive. It's exciting to really drive toward that. You know, hopefully it'll put Anderson, South Carolina on the map as a rug haven, you know, because we compete against everything going on in North Georgia, which is traditionally where everything's based. So we're not as well known, but we hope within the next 10 years to change that a little bit.
Okay, last question. You were at High Point just a few weeks ago. How was the feeling at the show? People feeling like we're going to have a good year in 19?
It was very positive. I think a little bit mixed. I think a lot of retailers did not have as strong of a first quarter as they wanted to.
Yeah.
For a variety of reasons, but I think overall for the year they're still very optimistic and they actually see probably a stronger second quarter than they traditionally have. So not sure exactly why that is the way things are in their mind. It was a good show, good market. We wrote a lot of business and there's a lot of commitments that came out of it. So it was a real momentum provider.
Okay, Brandon, it's good to catch up with you. Congratulations on your 40th anniversary and hope you make your goal for the 50th. Again, been talking to Brandon Culpepper, the Chief Revenue Officer at Orion Rugs, based in Anderson, South Carolina, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.